And we are live this beautiful morning in the neighborhood.
Okay, Mr. Rogers. Jeez. So, as you guys know, sometimes our recordings are getting a little hectic these days, so we're deciding to do some live recordings. So this is a live recording session.
This is a live recording session. I'm just grabbing the link and I'm posting it. So we are live. OTA 619 says first. What's up, Kiko? What's up, Dino? Is it Dino or Dino?
Dino.
Dino. What's up, Red Lantern? Be right back. Spamming the link. Spam that, baby. Yeah. You spam that, baby. You do it. Spam the link. Cool. So, next level, I just sent you the audio from yesterday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Dope. Yeah, yeah. So that way I don't forget. What's up, Grinstreams? And then I'll do the same thing on this one later. Yeah, good morning, everybody.
It's kind of nice that we did like a 4 p.m. show yesterday and then we do an early morning show today because not everyone can make both times. So it's kind of nice to switch it up once in a while.
Yep. Yep. So what's up, Blammo? What's up, Blammo? Good to see you, man. Or how Trooper says it, Blammo. What's up, Blammo? yeah, so we are going early today. Schedules are just busy and we're like, you know what, let's just record this session live, might as well do it. So yeah, got a couple things here, got a couple stuff that you guys might be interested in this stuff. So I know the title of this says breaking weekly tech news, don't use a free VPN.
You know, when I first started on YouTube, one of my favorite videos that I like, the first ones that I made, was about free VPNs. And that one, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. I spent a lot of time. That video probably took me a week to make. And I grabbed the top five free VPNs. And not only did I test their, you know, speeds and their connections, but I also went through their terms and services for each one. And that's not an easy task to do. It's like, you know, you thought you could fall asleep in a textbook at school, but reading terms and services is not fun.
Yeah. What's up, Connect Gal? We see you. So I always have to bring this topic up because I always hear people say stuff about getting yourself a free VPN.
You know, there's only one kind of free VPN that I recommend. I'm like, yo, if you really need to, there's one called Windscribe. It gives you 10 gigs and it's free. And then after 10 gigs, you got to pay for it. But I mean, if it's just for troubleshooting, then that's the only free one that I'd recommend. That's mm-hmm. it. But it's still not even a free VPN, you know?
Yeah, I really... And you know what's crazy is like there's so many VPNs out there have come up.
Yes.
Before it used to be just very few that were just really, really good. And there's some that I recommend, Next Level recommends, that we both mm-hmm. like.
We like them for different reasons too, right? So different mm-hmm. VPNs have different features.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of options nowadays. Just look at what's like the biggest thing is I always look at is how many connections can you get? Is it unmetered?
Yeah.
And if they have like a 30-day money-back guarantee. Like you can't beat 30 days because, dude, that's a long time to test. Some of them do like a 15-day money-back guarantee. If it's anything less than 15-day, I'm kind of like 3 days, for example. They're just like, oh, you could try for 3 days and then money back. 3 days, I feel like I'm not really going to be able to test it. I could see it and play with it for a little bit, but I won't really get in there and understand all their features in 3 days. You know what I mean?
For me, I really got to make sure that they have an online chat. Yeah, I need one of those still. They have an online chat support, because I ain't going to call nobody on the phone. Nobody does that anymore. And I don't want to deal with emails. You, I want you to answer my questions right now. Damn it.
Yep. Yep. 609 is asking a question. Yeah. If you guys want to ask questions, a couple of topics that we're going to go through here. So feel free to ask.
I haven't, Mysterium DVPN. I haven't tried that one. No. To be honest, I haven't tried very many within the last 2 years, different from what I typically use, because I like what I use, so I stick to it. Actually, there was one other one, so most people know that I use Nord, but the other one that I tried recently was Surfshark, and I actually really liked it. So that's the only one that I've tried that was different from what I typically use, and I actually reached out to them, and I asked to be an affiliate, and they never responded, so whatever.
I will say this, you know, speaking about free VPNs, I know sometimes we like to use VPNs for certain specific things. Not going to list them, not listing them, not going into that rabbit hole. But our buddies over in the UK talked to Lee TV, and he did a review on this thing called Stream Locator. I think I talked to you about this too, right? Next Level.
Yeah. I seen Lee's video and his review, and I've talked to them about it too.
So here it is. There's this thing called Stream Locator, Stream Locator Hub. It's pretty nice. I haven't been able to play with it just yet, but if it does what it says it does, and it's funny because our UK guys, Free Tech, Lee, Doc Squiffy, like, you know, if they don't like something, they'll do a video and they say it's dog shit, just dog straight shit. Up. It's dog shit. But if they really do like it, they'll be like, no, we like this. This is nice. So if you guys haven't checked out Lee TV, he did a review on this Stream Locator. Check out his video. I'm going to be doing one also. Stream Locator sent me this over to review. So I am going to be testing it out. And you guys know me, when I get product, I won't push the product out like within a day or two.
Yeah.
And these companies know that. I tell them, cool, as soon as I get it, like I literally got this week. I tell them, hey, sometime next week, I'm going to play with it. Sometime the week after that, I'm going to begin the recording. And then sometime after that, I'm going to upload it. So I tell them, like, hey, if we're in August, wait till September, because all my videos for August are done. And right now and it's funny that we're talking about this. Yesterday, I'll share this with Next Level, and actually everybody who's here listening. I actually spent maybe 3 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Going through my videos of what I'm going to be recording for September.
Oh, the list they usually make, right?
Yeah. So I typically make a list, and then I start plowing through it. So yeah, my month of September for Rojas reviews is done. My Rojas streaming tech for September is also done. And I'm going to begin. I was going to start recording today. I was like, oh, I'll get up early and I'll start recording.
Right.
And I was just laying there. I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, and to make matters even worse, I had the dog and the cat accidentally lock themselves up in the office yesterday. And you saw the mess that I had.
Yeah.
Well, I have, let me see if you guys can see this. Oh, I guess you can't. It's freaking hard. So there is, you see this mess over here?
Yeah.
Well, that mess didn't exist. It was all organized.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
All this stuff was somewhat organized. I had to like move things around. I got a lot of stuff to pick up. But there's a thing right here where I have some stuff, and they just knocked everything out. I'm just like, this cat's about to lose all his lives.
Whoa.
That's how bad it was. But yeah, I'm going to review that Stream Locator. It's kind of like a, it's kind of like, it has a built-in VPN or acts in a sense of a VPN where you could open up a lot of stuff with it.
Yeah. It unlocks the countries for different streaming services. Yeah. But I don't know if it, listen, I haven't reviewed the product. I haven't tested it. My understanding is that it doesn't add a layer of privacy. It just changes your locations to work with the streaming services.
Right. Right. So I, to me, when I see it change locations like that, I'm already thinking like, okay, that's, that to me is privacy. It's a certain layer,
layer or level.
It's
it's
a level. Yeah. Because they won't know where I'm at. You know,
sometimes you just got to go to that next level though. Right. You
can, here we go. Military grade over here. Military grade VPN. So streaming locator looks like it's built in. And if you're accessing different stuff, then it's in there and it's built in and should be good. So, Oscar's asking, is Stream Locator better than having a VPN in states? It it really depends on how you're using it. So if it's like you're just trying to access different streaming content, you only need a Stream Locator. That's it. But you could get away with just the Stream Locator because you could change your locations.
It depends on how you define better. If you define better as in more features, then a VPN is always going to be better. But if the Stream Locator is cheaper and you're looking for better value because you don't need the extra layers of protection, depending on your country, then that could be your better, right? So you, it's up to you to define on what's better. I don't. What is the price of that Stream Locator?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends how you're going to use it. If you're just doing just for one very specific thing, and then the Stream Locator would be better than a VPN. If you're needing like a bunch of layers and stuff, like extra protection and all kinds of crap like that, then a VPN would probably be better. Now, there's a difference though when it comes to pricing. Like if you're talking about like money-wise now, Stream Locator, it's a buy one and done. There's no monthly services. With the VPN, obviously you're paying monthly. So Stream Locator costs $84.95. $84.95. Oh, wait, there is a monthly thing here. It says 12 months included, and then it's $583 a month after that. Is that right? Am I reading that right? Yeah, see, I have to get into the details on this thing because I haven't done enough research on it yet. The biggest thing that I saw that this could be better than a VPN service is that it acts like a VPN where it gives you the access to change locations, geolocations, but it also acts as a true router where it gives you your speeds. So I know with some people say with VPNs, you lose some VPNs, you'll lose some speed, and then you have to pick like different pings, different cities, different latencies, different, like you have to like pick and choose different places and different things to get, I don't know, a faster connection, a faster jitter, faster, whatever it is, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
Like, so that way you're not losing your speeds.
Mm-hmm.
The Stream Locator uses your own modem and router. Whatever speed that has, it will give you your full speeds. Even though you're changing locations, it's supposed to transfer all that to what you currently have, and you don't have to be picking and choosing like crazy. That's what I'm saying. I have to play with it more to really fully understand what it's fully capable of. And because it's still wrapped, I don't have the details yet, but streamlocator.com, if you guys want to look up into it, they have a lot of stuff in there. What's up, Mike G? Shrink and Sharon, how are you doing? Nicholas Lawrence, what's up? Mike G says, oh, so Marcos must use Stream Locator since he thinks he is in Mexico. Yes, he's probably drunk right now still, huh? Red Lantern. Sorry, I was off the grid for a while. Did the switch from APK to AAB happen yet? Did you watch our episode on that? Because I think it should have happened already, right? I think so.
Yeah, for the most part, it did. And basically, they say it's to make the file sizes smaller because previously APKs were bundled with the lib files or the library files to work with all different kinds of Android devices. And now when you download the application from the Play Store, it only downloads the library files inside of that AAB for whatever your device is. So if you try to extract that application from your phone and use it on another device, if it's running on a different kind of architecture, like 64 versus 32 or x86, then it may not work on those other devices. So it has started, but there are ways around it if you need to do certain things. And sometimes you might need to try a couple different versions of the same app if you're trying to sideload it onto a device.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an official from the Play Store.
What up, Blades? I haven't seen you in a minute. What's cracking? So, dude, check this out.
What you got? What you got?
So this is our security news week. Do you guys know what a DDoS is?
Yes.
Can you explain what a DDoS is for those who don't know?
It's when there's a malicious virtual attack over and over again on a server or, you know, like a IP address or a website. Basically, they flood the amount of requests to whatever it is to a point where it crashes it.
Yep. So Cloudflare mitigated one of the largest DDoS just recently. So listen to this. The attack launched via a Mirai botnet is said to have targeted an unnamed customer in the financial industry last month. Now, this is quoted by Cloudflare. Within seconds, the botnet attacked Cloudflare Edge with over 330 million attack requests.
Wow, that's a lot.
At one point, reaching a record of 17.2 million requests per second.
They really didn't like them.
Dude. It is freaking insane. They're saying that this is three times bigger than anything reported. HTTP DDoS attacks. Three times bigger than anything we've seen as of yet.
This is insane.
Dude. But,
like, it's, how do I say it? Security is almost like a reactive response. Because they think that they've got it all worked out until someone finds a way around their shit. And there's always somebody that's bored out there trying to get around your shit.
Yeah. I've seen people DDoS or get, I've had DDoSed. Actually, with one of my old websites, I think Mike G might know. Oh wait, I forgot to do this every time Mike G is here.
Rohan.
Mike G, I think he knows about this. I know Storm knows about this for sure. Blammo might know about this, but I was getting emails. I think you know about this next level. I was getting emails by Russians.
Yo, last year they hacked my PayPal.
Oh, that's right. You got your PayPal.
Yo, and I was getting like 60 emails a minute. It was insane.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, it was interesting because they try to, Blammo, it was him.
he's the Russian.
He's the Russian. Yeah, I remember when I did get attacked and they were hitting me. I had Cloudflare. I had a couple layers. And then my Gmail was getting attacked like crazy. Because, you know, in most of our videos, we put our Gmails because we get a lot of inquiries saying like, hey, yeah, would you review our stuff, or can we be on your show? Can we interview you? You know, can we be interviewed on Beyond the Streams or anything like that? We always get people like emailing us. So I guess they took our email and put it on their system and then just
went insane.
Freaking nuts.
I'm still unsubscribing to shit they subscribe me to.
Yeah, like I'll get some random subscription stuff. I'm not even gonna name any of them, but I'm like, wait a minute, who did this? Is that Marcos? Freaking Marcos. So here's another one that's kind of interesting. Does anybody here have T-Mobile? Anybody here have T-Mobile? You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
Anybody here that have T-Mobile, press 1. If you do not have T-Mobile, press 2. T-Mobile, 1. If you have it. If you don't, 2. So, Red Lantern, I do. Okay. Damn Russian mail order brides. I got some of those emails too. I'm just like, really? Oh man. So this was announced yesterday by T-Mobile.
Right.
For those of you guys listening to the audio, yesterday, I mean by this was announced on August 19 of 2021. T-Mobile, 49 million customers hit by a data breach.
Wow, 49 million?
49 million.
That sounds like a majority of their customers, because the States has, 270 million people? 260?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have every customer in the States, so that's got to be a big portion.
Well, remember, people who... So this is nuts. So T-Mobile now owns Sprint. Sprint owns Nextel. And now they're all under T-Mobile. So T-Mobile admitted that threat attackers stole personal information on 48.6 million current, former, and prospective customers.
It's crazy, man.
That is nuts.
What happened to the days of them hiring these hackers and then making them work for their security divisions? So I think they need to start doing that again.
They need to.
There's been some crazy crypto hacks too. I think there was one for, I think it was 60 million that just happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
It's, you just got to be careful. It's, well, with this stuff, you like, well, actually, no, you know what? I'm going to go with that. You got to be careful. You know, we do talk about VPNs. We do talk about making sure your information is protected. What do you do when a company like this, you know, and look, compromised personal data of post/paid customers and those applying for credit is thought to have included first name, last name, date of birth, social security numbers, driver's license, and ID information. They have like everything that they need to make green cards. Oh, it's nuts. So this is what I would recommend in when something like this happens. You might get a phone call that says you need to call some kind of credit bureau because your social security is going to be denied or revoked or whatever, which is, it's almost like like they can't, like, you know, especially us that we're like, for me example, I was born here in the States. They can't say, hey, we're going to revoke your Social Security. Where are they going to kick me out to? They're going to kick me back into the States. You know what I mean? It's like saying, like, hey, it's like, hey, you know what? Your birthday. Hey, I'm going to take your birth date away from you. I'm going to change it. It's like, please, Karen, sit the flip down. It's and you know what? They are some it's sad. I think the worst part about it is that what they do is they look at the date of birth and they go for the oldest people possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're so, I don't want to call them gullible. I don't want to call them not in tune with what's going on with today's society. But
you can say that, though. You can say they're not as in tune with today's society. That's not
they're
offensive.
They're not tech savvy.
you could say that, too, right? I mean, there's going to become a day when I don't know what's going on. I mean, shit, I can barely keep up with what's going on around me today. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I've said it a couple times. I lived in a retirement home, and the stories that I would hear with these people getting scammed was insane. Like tens of thousands of dollars, thinking that it was their family members that they were sending it to. It's not very nice.
Back in the day, people used to get emails saying like, hey, I'm your fourth cousin from this side of the family, and they'll know your name, they'll know your mom's name, they'll know everybody's name. I'm in South Africa and I just landed on a fortune, but I can't move the money. Can you help me? Can I send it to you? You know, I need your bank information. And then they'll send it to you. Actually, you know what? Something like this happened to me. This is the reason why, and I hope I don't offend anybody, because, well, Next Level is one of them. I hated Canada for about a decade and a half.
Blame Canada.
Freaking Canada, you know,
fuck off.
This is what I thought about Canada. And it's funny because when I was touring, when I was doing my music back in the day, I actually went to Niagara Falls and I was on the US side.
Yeah.
And I went all the way to the edge of this little corner where you could see the falls and everything. And I'm standing right there. Here's Toronto. And I'm going like this, taking a picture, just flipping them off. Dude, I had a 1993 Toyota Corolla. And this was back in my Rice Rocket days. If you guys know what that means, this is when we were Too Fast, Too Furious back in the days. Street racing. That was a real thing. It still is. And I listed my stuff on Auto Trader, and you could buy cars, sell cars, all that stuff. And I get somebody that said, hey, I want to buy your car. Cool. Like, do you want to see it? He's like, nope, pictures look good. Everything looks good. I'm going to send you a check. Really? Okay. All right, whatever. So he sends me a check, a money order. And in my head, I'm like, ooh, money order? I'm like, dude, this guy's an idiot. Like, I could freaking throw this money in my bank or any bank and they won't know. Mm-hmm. And he tells me like, hey, you know, I'm going to have a guy come over and pick up the car. But for him to get paid, I need you to cash this check and I'm going to send you more and I need you to pull it out and then send him the money. And I was thinking like, okay, this isn't even my money. So whatever, you know? So I went to the bank.
You did this shit?
Yeah, I did this shit. I went to the bank, put it in, took it out, sent it to him. And next thing you know, my bank was negative that amount. So I pretty much went negative twice because I pulled that money out. And then they said, this is a fake check.
Right.
And the guy disappeared. I still got my car. And this guy said he was from Canada. He probably wasn't. But, you know, fuck. Fuck Canada anyway.
I'm not going to say a country's name before I offend somebody. So it's probably from your country. Whatever country you're thinking, it's that country.
You just pointed to everybody out there. It's right. Your country.
Yeah, it's yours. All of that shit.
Yeah, I was 20. Actually, I think I was. Was I even 20? I was either 19 or 20. I don't even think I might have been drinking age. I don't know.
I don't know, but, man. You know, I worked for the bank pretty early on in my careers, and I saw the kind of shit that would go on. And then, you know, I started in the bank as like a regular customer service person, and I ended up moving downtown Toronto and working for the Enterprise Anti-Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Investigations Team. So I got to see even more shit when I was investigating accounts for terrorism and money laundering. So that was where I kind of learned what was a scam and not a scam. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 619 says he's met this prince before. This
prince, yeah. Yeah, that country where that prince is from.
Yeah. And Blade says he has a thing called Blame Canada. What cartoon that came from?
I know that one.
South Park? Yeah. I think all of us do something stupid at one point, but this was pretty bad for me. But see, what's going to happen now is, and I've been seeing this on YouTube where people try to scam the scammers now. And what they'll do is they'll say like, oh, you know, we have this security, or your computer's been locked out, or there's a security thing on your computer or a virus, and they try to get in there and steal all your information. So just be careful. First, if they say anything about your social security, hang up the phone. If anybody calls you and says anything about your bank account, your credit card,
yo,
anything like that, hang up the phone, and then you call your bank or you call your credit card company.
If anybody asks you for a gift card, you better know better. Like, you better know better.
Yeah. If they're just like, hey, I only get paid in gift cards, for one, who are you calling? And for two, what he just said, don't do it.
That's right. If it walks like a duck, it's probably a what the fuck.
What the? What is it? What? Okay, guy on a couch. What's up? I don't know if I said hi to a guy on a couch yet. What's up, dude? What is that call you get saying weird stuff on your social security number and call this number to get it fixed? Don't call him. Exactly. I wish I would have recorded this because I did say, you know what? I'm going to call one of these people just to waste their time because I know I might save somebody's time like from being scammed. So they said, hi. Please call this number because there is an alert on your social security card. Please call blah, 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 blah. So I called them. I said, oh my gosh, my social security card is going to be, it's going to be revoked. And they're like, yes, we could help you with that. I was like, wait a minute, but where are you guys going to send me? Like, I started like just wasting this guy's time.
Yo, there's a YouTube channel that reverse hacks those people. Oh my god, it's so good. I love watching that shit. Sometimes when I can't sleep at night, I'll put that shit on, and he like reverse hacks into their call center, and he'll like turn on their webcam and like start going through the files on their computer. It's so good.
Yeah. So
it's called Scambaiter.
It's not a real country anyway. Yeah, they're like, we are from Wakanda. Wait a minute. Do you know T'Challa? So check this out. This came out today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This came out today. Don't be silly, people. Please. Man gets 3 years for stealing nude photos from college victims. Did anybody hear about this one?
Was it an iPhone store? That was some funny shit.
We were having this debate yesterday about Apple and Android, and we're not going to get into it today, but
I think we stirred some shit because I've seen some salty people in some chat rooms. I'm like, yo, guys, it's not that deep. Like, just calm down.
Yeah. They were just talking to me. I'm just like, really? Okay, cool.
No, but like, I get it. Like, people who use iPhones, use your iPhone. People who use Android, there's no need to hate each other.
Yeah. Who cares?
Stop the hate, yo.
If you're so stirred up, if you're so stirred up about our conversation yesterday, I'm going to go full Marine Corps style right now. You guys ready? If you're so stirred up about our conversation that some of us don't like Apple because we call it a Fisher Price phone. Like I said, my mom's got an Apple. I don't hate her, whatever. But if you're that so stirred up, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. Jesus, give me the power not to strike this person down. I'm going to leave it alone. But if you get that stirred up, man, I can't even say take a chill pill because you'll probably get offended on that too. Oh, here we go. Canuck Gal says, I used to work for Auto Trader and got calls from many that got, yeah, big time. Shrinking Sharon's laughing. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. There's a lot of things I could say that will put me back in my military days and people will get really pissed off if I do. So, oh, look, I got a phone call from 601-859-4995. Should I pick it up?
Sure.
Let's see who it is. Hello.
To review your health insurance or to help you save up to 40% per month. We work with all carriers nationwide, and our agents will be happy to assist our options. Please press 1 to speak to an agent, or 9 to be placed on the Do Not Call list.
Press 1. You know Juan? I know Juan.
But what is this? Who's it for?
And they hung up on me.
They can't even pay for a good IVR.
They hung up on me.
You know what I get a lot sometimes is they call me and they speak purely in Chinese. And then like, you're like, what do you want?
Every time they do that, I'm like, ni hao. Oh, I got a good one. I had somebody that called me and said,
Mandarin or whatever the language is. I don't know. I'm not a linguistically inclined per individual.
So I had somebody call me and said, hola, ¿cómo estás? Nosotros tenemos una oferta para tu televisión. Puedes tener una oferta bien más barata que tienes. I'm just like, hold on a second. So you guys think I speak Spanish because my last name is Rojas. You guys are racist. And then she says, oh, one moment, please. And then she transferred me to somebody that speaks English. And I'm just like, no entiendo tu idioma. No soy un pendejo.
You were like, you think I speak English because my name is Steve.
Yeah, dude. So then I get transferred again and I'm just like, Ohio gozaimasu. So, and then the lady after that just straight up hung up. I'm just like, what the freak, dude? I'm like, really? You see, my last name is Rojas, so they're gonna be like, you know what? We're gonna send him. You know, I actually get a lot of mail from freaking Spectrum. You guys need to stop it. They're sending me mail in Spanish. I'm like, when the hell did I ever call you guys and sign up anything in Spanish? Like, never. But because my name is Esteban Eduardo Rojas, we're going to send you some mail in Spanish.
Racist. Fuck off.
That's racist.
Racist.
So I have an interesting article because something happened, I think it was yesterday, that I want to talk about too.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Tesla's AI day, which to me was a little strange that Tesla would have an AI day. You heard me talk about how Elon Musk was kind of scared about artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was going out to the different like companies and the presidents. And he's like, you need to be careful. We need to put in something and whatever. So I'm going to share my screen real quick. And I want to show you this because after Elon Musk has done this for years, Elon Musk says Tesla's working on a humanoid robot.
Hell no.
So he spent the last few years warning us that AI is going to be harmful for humanity. And this is what he's introducing? So it says Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his company is working on a humanoid robot, which will build a prototype sometime next year. The humanoid robot will leverage Tesla's experience with automated machines in its factories, as well as some of the hardware and software that powers the company's autopilot driver assistance software. Musk, who has spoken repeatedly about his fears of runaway artificial intelligence, says that the Tesla bot is intended to be friendly. Intended to be friendly. Why did he have to put the word intended in there? Is anybody else scared by this faceless thing?
Tia. Because you know what's going to happen.
Optimus is going to kill you, bro.
The Optimus.
Optimus.
Optimus Musk.
Think about this. Oh, man. You know, that opens up so many, like,
what the F's?
Yeah, like so many negatives. Okay, for one, when we look at everything that's been happening within a political sense, red or blue, whoever you voted doesn't really matter. I don't really care if you were for one person or were for another person or are for a person. Doesn't matter. I could still get along with everybody. You got your opinion. I got mine. We shouldn't hate each other just because we don't agree on something, you know? But there is about a good, majority. I would say maybe like 70% of, let's just call the United States, 70% of the United States that will go out and protest. And they'll say, heck no, this is who I voted for. This is wrong. Or heck no, this is fraud. You know, there's always like all these conspiracy theories of people voted, dead people voted. And like, you know what I mean? Like there's just all kinds of crap. So what's the easiest way instead of putting, okay, cool, you want to defund the police? That's fine. Here comes Optimus. Are you going to defund that? And what's going to happen if they are, like you said, intended
to be friendly?
And I quote, intended to be friendly. Yeah, sure. They're going to intend to be friendly. Please back up, sir. Go back. Go. Yeah. Go back to your house. There is a curfew now. What are you going to do to the robot? Even if you're just like, you know what? I weigh about 300 pounds. I'll take this fool out. You weigh 120, and then his hand's going to turn into a gun.
Okay, now you have pure sci-fi. We're not there yet. Come back next year.
Well, I don't know, man. I at 100. Okay, so I'll say this. At 125 pounds, if you put a person who knows how to fight at 125 pounds, it doesn't matter if you weigh the same, if you weigh less, if you weigh more, or if you weigh stupid more, that 125 pound robot with its hydraulic system and everything that has inside of its Optimus body will destroy you. Will pick you up and fling you back to wherever he wants to send you.
What bothers me the most about this is his drive to tell us how bad artificial intelligence could be for humanity over the past couple of years. And the last, yesterday's live stream, I legit said, Elon Musk says we're going to be the bootloaders to artificial intelligence, right? We're just that installation disk. And then once they're up and running, then we can't stop them. That's literally what he says. And then he comes, I listened to this podcast like a few weeks ago and then turns around and announces that he's coming out with these. Is he warning what he's doing? Like,
Well, think about it. Like, seriously, think about this. They're intended to do, I don't know, make you breakfast or dinner or whatever.
Right.
Morning, Storm. Good to see you. I see, Storm came in. Red Lantern says, wife replacement. I don't know if I would want to do anything with this robot thingy. But intended and what the actual possibility can it do? He's stating that in one word. He's saying, yeah, I'm making this thing to be intended. But of course, that an intention and what it actually does is two different things. So for him to say, hey, this thing's intended, this thing's going to do more than what is intended.
So here's the thing, though. Intended to be friendly can be a perception, right? You can think that you're friendly to somebody, but to two different people, one person's going to be like, he's an asshole. And the other person's going to be like, he's the nicest guy I ever met. You know what I mean? So who defines what's friendly and where does that end and where does it begin? You know what I mean? Look, you could have a task to do, right? As a manager, as a city, as a government, whatever, whatever it is, you could have a task to get done. Either way, the task has to get done. You can be nice about it, but you still have to be pushy. For instance, if there is a curfew that has to be put into place, that's the main objective. Mm-hmm. How long, like what stages of your friendliness changes until you're like, I'm picking you up and I'm putting you in your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what are those levels in between? Like, do we go 0 to 100 real quick and the guns come out of the freaking arms like you were talking about? Optimist.
What's up, Preppy Mama? We see you.
What's up, Preppy Mama?
Tim, did I say hi to Tim Windsor? What's up, Tim?
Yeah, this isn't a joke. I'll show you guys again. This is legit. Look, this is Tesla's website. This is legit Tesla's website. You see the Model S, the Model 3, the Model X, and it's right here. It's on their website. So this is not a joke. So Tesla's coming out with robots called Optimus, and they're going to merge with Amazon. So you're going to have an Optimus Prime. They're going to take all of your money and they're going to kill you.
Yep. Go back to your house, human.
An order from Amazon.
And then as a parting gift, take a fire stick.
It's just crazy, man. This whole world, like, look, Elon Musk, is he building his civilization that he's taking to Mars? Or is he leaving these here and taking the people to Mars? Are these going to be the caretakers of the Earth?
When I see crap like this, like right now, it's funny because me and my... Wait, who was I talking to about this? Was it my sister or my cousin?
Maybe it was your sister's cousin.
Maybe it was your sister's cousin. I think it was my cousin. We were just talking about how the world is just literally falling apart.
There's so many things going on.
Like in front of our eyes right now, it's just.
But my problem, okay, like legit. My brother and I had. I went to my brother's house last night because he needed some help moving some furniture, right? And I got to a point in the conversation that I knew if I said any more, we would have a disagreement, right? Because my thing is that I got into a point where I don't believe the media. So like, mm-hmm. We're only told one side of the story, right? And a lot of times things are spoken in different languages. We don't even hear the original language. So how do we even know these people have done the things that, you know, the media says they've done, or that they said the things that they've said they've said? Like, I've gotten to a point now where unless I've heard it for myself or I've seen it myself, there's like, what am I supposed to do? Do I just believe blindly and I hate somebody over something that I heard on the news?
Mm-hmm.
I think hate should run a little deeper than that. Like, if you're going to hate something, it has to be tied to something personal. Like, you have to have personal verification to a certain extent.
Yeah. I think it's people use certain words like that so loosely.
Hate
and love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And love, like, they just use it very loosely, very with no true meaning behind it.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of like, it's like, for example, I have my earbuds here, and I have this thing that falls off of it all the time, and I hate when it does that. You know, like, they use it, and I've done this too. I've done it. I'll confess, I've said certain things. I'm just like, I hate when it does certain things like this. But it's not that I actually, the meaning behind hate, actually hate. I dislike it.
It's our frustration.
It becomes like a whatever word, you know? It just becomes like, oh, it's like, whatever, you know? So, yeah, I know. It's, I don't know. With all this thing that's happening right now, man, it's starting to get really scary out there.
Yeah.
Like, really scary. And I know some people have beliefs with certain things. Some people might not believe in certain things. They just know of a higher, there's a higher calling or a higher something. You know, you don't know what to call it. I don't know. Whatever you guys do believe in or don't believe in or meditate on or pray on, just pray for a better world right now. Because, oh, man, the way we're heading right now. You know, actually, I saw a picture. My cousin posted this picture. Let me see if I can get it real quick. And I was like, no freaking way. So as you guys know, like, we have like all these droughts in California.
Yeah.
All these droughts. We're in a drought. And this is 3 years ago.
That's water. Okay.
The lake, Orovia. Lake Oroville? I don't know.
Whoa.
Lake Oroville 3 years ago.
Okay.
This looks one nice. Is from April of this year.
You can get the fish easier.
So within 3 years, this is what happened, right?
That's insane.
Dude, you want to see what's more insane? This was taken last week.
Wow.
Within a few months.
Wow.
Within a few months, we went from 3 years before and after and to that's where we're at right now within a few months.
And like, I know on the very surface level, it looks like, oh, we just lost a little bit of water, but that's a whole ecosystem gone. Like, there was things that relied off of that stream and that habitat to live, to feed, to survive around that. And with that being gone now, I mean, for lack of a better way to put it, they're also gone as well.
Yeah. Open up the dams. That's the thing. The dam ain't going to do nothing. The dams
not a damn are going to
do nothing. So as you guys know, I went, well, did I like glitched out? So as you guys know, I went on a road trip about a month ago. And so most of you guys have probably heard of the Colorado River. Most of you guys have probably heard of Las Vegas. And you might have heard of a dam called the Hoover Dam. This is where all the water from the Colorado River goes right to the dam. And then it gets distributed within Vegas, Southern California, and Arizona. And I used to go there all the time when I was a kid. So I would see this water like literally splashing over the dam.
Yeah.
Lake Mead. Yeah. And it was like, I was just like, man, this place has tons and tons of water. It's nuts. Little by little, every year, sometimes it would be a lot less than what it normally would. And then it'd come right back up, up, down, up, down. This is what it would do. It'd come up, then it'd come down. It'd come up, then it'd come down. So here's the crazy thing. Hold on. When I went on this drive to Denver, Colorado, and if you guys don't know, the Colorado River does not come from Colorado. It goes way past Colorado. Why is it called Colorado? I don't know. I haven't done that research yet. Next Level just rage quit. He's like, no water, I'm out. no, he'll be right back. So I was driving, and at a certain point, there was this river that was right next to the highway. And I was looking over, and I'm just like, oh, cool. Like, there's a river here. Let me go take out my drone, you know? Take out my drone, take some pictures, take some video, whatever. It's cool, right? Sometimes the water was really low. Sometimes the water was not that bad. And I was just like, cool. And then I see a sign that says Colorado River. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this the Colorado River? So then I got off on the next stop. And I looked, I pulled up my GPS and I went to the Hoover Dam, and it said, you know, on the side, Colorado River, and you see, you know, the river kind of sneaking up, and it went all the way to the point where I was at. I was just like, dude, I'm right next to the river that feeds into the Hoover Dam. This is awesome. This is cool. Like, I've never driven in that direction. Or upwards like that. I've driven south, like towards Texas and stuff, but never in that direction going upwards. So it was the first time doing something like that. It was great. And I followed it how far up it went, and I kind of lost it once I got out of Colorado. And I'm just like, you know what? I'll just do the research when I get home to find out what the history and all that stuff is. Bro, I pulled up pictures on how that river at that point in that place used to look like 5 years ago. And that thing went all the way up to where the freeway was at. It was full, and it backed up all the way up against the mountain. I'm like, this is crazy. And it looked like a little freaking stream. I'm like, no wonder the Hoover Dam is freaking as low as it is. And then I started thinking about, like, wait a minute. It snows a lot up here. Why is it that this thing is so damn freaking low? And I was talking to some guys up in Canada. And, of course, it's always Canada. And I don't know if the Colorado River goes all the way up to Canada, but every time I talk to anybody about Canada, they're just like, we have way too much water up here. You're muted, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have lots of water. It's said that we have enough hydroelectricity to power the Bitcoin network 4 times.
Say that again?
We have enough hydroelectricity to power the Bitcoin network 4 times.
Now, here's the crazy thing about all of this, man. Tech is my passion. What's up, Dimmy? Dimmy is here. What's up, Dimmy? Hi, guys. Global warming is a real thing, unfortunately. So I was doing some of the research on it, and I was looking at why is it that Canada has so much water, and it does come into some of our lakes and some of our rivers and streams, and it goes back up to the clouds, and it goes out and it rains, and it, you know, it circulates, the whole circle of life thing, you know, it does its thing. But why is it not coming over west? Why are we not getting anything over west?
I'm not a geologist. I can't really, or a weathered wizard.
You're not a weathered wizard?
I'm not a weather wizard. I can't answer these questions. Damn it, Harry.
Damn it. So I was just looking, I was just doing one of my like researches on stuff like this. And I'm just like, you know, look at all the fires that we're getting. We have so much water, so many lakes, so many places. And when there's fire, that's where we have to go get it. So what happens when we're tapping into all of these resources? Did you know, I think it was up in Northern California a few weeks ago, we've had one of the biggest fires to date, and it burnt the most.
Dude, you guys have some big fires already. How do you mean to date? Like bigger than the gender reveals?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Last year they said that for the year of 2020, we've had the most fires and we burnt the most acres. One of those fires was ranked as number one, and it was pretty bad.
Do they name these fires?
Huh?
Do they name them like tornadoes?
They name them according to the city. Hmm. So let's just say like San Diego, for example, they'll say like the San Diego fire, if it's in San Diego, or if it's in like El Centro fire, you know, or San Francisco fire, you know, they kind of name it based on where it's at geographically, I guess, you know? So yeah, this one that was up north was said to be the worst because it burned the most acres. And to me, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's sad, you know? Like,
is it typically a specific area that gets these fires so people know not to live there?
Say that one more time. Ask that one more time.
Is it a typical area that gets a lot of these fires so people know not to live there?
No.
It's like random? Like you could just be like having a barbecue in your backyard and a fire starts?
All not of because a sudden, of
the barbecue.
All of a sudden, it's the thing is. So I was talking to my stepdad about this, my pops, and he was saying that California was never like this. It was never dry. We used to get rainy seasons. Like we actually, I remember as a kid from the month
when
of
it used to rain
when I was a kid. Yeah, back. Let's see, parts of March, but basically April all the way until May, end of May. You know how they say April showers bring May flowers?
Which is wrong now, because now it's like May showers bring June flowers or something. I don't know.
And June gloom is what they used to call it. June gloom.
Yeah.
Because the overcast. So in the way it was back then was it rained so much in April that as soon as, and even March, as soon as winter season was over and there was not much snow, and where I live, there's not really snow. I have to go up the mountain. But we didn't get much rain during the winter season. We would get some good times where it did rain and it was cold as heck out there, but it was like, yeah, rainy seasons were all cycling. It's the best comment ever. Rainy seasons were banned by legislation in California in 1994.
hold on. Facts.
Oh, yeah. You got to put that at the end. Facts. Or it's not fact. It never rains in Southern California. And that's the thing, because it used to rain all the time. We used to get so much rain out here. We used to have actually humidity out here. And now it's like, okay, so let me finish my story. When I was going to high school back in the late 90s, There was parts of the streets that were so flooded, you would either one have to bring a little dinghy boat or two put on your swim trunks to swim over the street. Just the one sidewalk to get from one to the next. If you had a car, good luck. I did that one time my senior year, actually, with that damn Corolla, the 1993, the one that the Canadians gypped me of.
Yeah, the Canadians. Because those Canadians are so vicious.
Damn Canadians. It was probably a Mountie. So anyway, the Prince of Canada. So when I was driving to school, I had my sister in the driver's in the passenger side, and I'm driving, and she was like, "Don't go up." Well, if you guys want to look it up, the streets, but she's like, "Don't go up Warner in Bristol because your car will start floating." I'm like, "It's not gonna float. Shut up. Sit down." You know. I drove up the damn street and I went right. I went to Bristol, and instead of going through Bristol, I was now all of a sudden going with Bristol. And I felt underneath the car. It was like, I could feel the water, dude. I was like, what the heck? And what I did was, of course, remember, I was too fast, too furious back then. I had these lights underneath the car. So I had to drill some holes and some of the wiring came up and it went to the battery. And you know what I mean? So all of a sudden, squish. I'm like, what the hell is that sound? I'm looking down on my feet and I got water inside the car. Holy crap. I told my sister to get out and push.
Of course you would.
I'm like, push. Yeah, I'm getting outside the car. But it used to rain so much out here. And we used to get floods. Like, literally, we used to get floods. And now, you know what's interesting? Actually, Vegas, I don't know if you guys have heard this. Vegas gets floods now. They'll get some rain, and they'll get so much rain that they'll flood. And I mean flash floods. Not like, oh, look, it's here's some. No, it's bad. It's really bad. All that rain that we used to get and everything out here in Southern California by the beach, now they get it over there. It's nuts. And you know what? It's like we're destroying our home here so bad. You know, the whole thing with like global warming, the whole thing with this robots coming up, the COVID, like all that stuff. Like, there's just so much crap happening right now, dude. It is scary. So anybody out there listening, if you guys could just send a prayer for some kind of hope and fixes, because we definitely need everywhere. It needs something.
What's that? I've seen a meme. It says, "My dad got to watch Armstrong walk on the moon. I got to watch the guy who killed bookstores ride up into space."
Shit. Yeah. What's up, paper plate?
What's up, man?
What is cracking, man? Yeah, it's a real thing. Well, do you know, I don't know if you've heard about this too, but with this whole thing about global warming, there's a good possibility that Florida could disappear.
Sorry, was that's not a good thing, right?
No, that wouldn't be a good thing. Florida would be gone. Because the water would rise.
You know, I didn't mean to offend anybody, but I always think that Florida is not a real place because of everything you see on the internet. Florida man. And then, you know, what comes after that does some random ass shit. I don't know.
Dude, Florida, like, I love Florida, like the weather, the humidity, like everything about Florida is awesome, except for one thing. Florida is like fit of the survival. It's like Fortnite, dude.
It's like Fortnite.
Dude, it's like Fortnite. It's freaking humans versus tarantulas versus snakes versus gators versus hurricanes. Like, it's like a battleground. Everything happens in Florida. It's like, holy crap, here we go. But I love, but dude, every time I've been to Florida, I'm just like, the second I get off of the plane, I'm like, why is my skin glowing? But there's some crazy stuff that happens in Florida. Watch out for them snakes and gators.
Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy.
Okay, I got one more. I got one more.
All right.
One more for tech news. See what you think about this one. Airline employees. No, I'm sorry. Airline employee jailed for spending passengers' money.
Okay, I need more info. Did they steal their credit card? Did they take it out of their pocket? Like what?
Listen to this. A former United Airlines has been sent to prison for stealing passengers' financial data and using it to make purchases. Ooh, they even have a name here. I won't blast them like that. I won't blast them like that. So, you know, when you go on an airplane, well, I don't know if you've gone on an airplane, to pickpocket on a plane. It's like, hey, baby, how you doing? So, you know, when you go on a plane or anybody out there going on a plane, this is me.
I'm me too.
This is what I do. I'm me too. Me too. You too. Me too. How you doing?
And this is Me Too Movement.
How you doing? So this is what I do. I normally sit all the way to the far left where the window's at. I don't like the right for whatever reason. I'm always on the left side, but I try to get the window side.
Okay.
I put my foot up that's closest to the window, and I kind of lodge it in between the seat and the actual wall.
Yeah.
I put my hand like this on my cheek, and then I just kind of... I set my weight of my head on my arm, and then my arm on my leg that's propped it up.
Okay. And your wallet's under your elbow?
No. Oh. Actually, I put my wallet and everything in my pocket and that little thing in the front. So I fall asleep before the plane takes off. I'm asleep while the plane is taking off. And I'm asleep until I actually hear drinks.
Of course, snacks. I'd wake you up.
I'm like, yes. Did you say my name? Did you say vodka tonic lime? Two, please. So, yeah, of course you wake up when there's booze. So I order myself a drink. I'll get one or two, sometimes three. And I'll give them my card. So what was happening in this situation?
Yes.
They were taking people's cards to pay for your drinks and pay for your food and everything. Uh-huh. And they would go to, well, typically when you give them a card, they take it right there. They go,
yeah,
and they're done. Right. What this guy was doing, he had a paper, one of those. Remember back in the day,
they used to put your card, the carbon copies.
Yeah. They used to push that thing down and grab your numbers and everything on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what this guy did was he had that paper and he had that reader and he would press on it and roll a pin in the back, pull it out, and then he would write the three security numbers on the back, give you your card. Here you go. Enjoy your drink. Freaking smart until I got caught. Can you say as stupid?
You can't. Okay. I'm not condoning criminal activities at all, but if the banks are not stupid, if they see all fraudulent activity happens after they get off an airplane from United, then they're going to be like, okay, all these people were on this plane. Okay. Who was working? Like, it's not that difficult to track that. You're like giving them breadcrumbs. Like, you're literally giving them breadcrumbs. You're like, come find me. I'm a dumbass.
So what this guy would do, which was, I have to say, smart. Because it took them, he was doing this for 2 years before they actually got caught.
Oh my God.
So check this out, dude.
2 years.
This is what I'm saying. This is so smart how he did it. He would purchase at the airport food, drinks for him and his colleagues. So if they knew they were staying at one place and the plane was unloading, he would grab all that stuff, all their cards. When they got off the plane, they're getting off with the passengers. So credit card companies are like, oh, you're using your card on your flight that you just paid for. Okay, cool. Oh, now you're using that card at the airport that you just paid for the flight where you were heading to. And now you're getting a food. Okay, so this is what he would do. And then he would also get hotels. He would get rent-a-cars. He would go to Disneyland, like crap like that. He would do stuff.
Rent-a-car? Don't you have to give your ID?
Not all the time.
Really?
There's some rent-a-cars that you could do everything online. And then when you get there, it's one of those like, go pick up your car and go. And then what they do is when you go out, they ask you for the card and stuff like on the kiosk. Sometimes you don't even have to deal with anybody. They're doing something like that at Walmart. Actually, that's a good point, Sugar and Sharon. A couple years ago, I think this was like 19 or 18. I know Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Stater Brothers. There was one more. It was five big ones. In a gas station. It was Arco. What they did was they installed this kiosk that you could scan your card, and it got hacked into, and anybody that used that card scanner reader, whatever it was, from Black Friday all the way to New Year's Eve, information got leaked and hacked using that payment method. And I remember I was one of them. I was at Target, you know, Christmas, you're shopping and stuff. And I was like, my bank canceled my card and sent me a new one. And I had to call them because I got this email saying that your bank's gonna blah blah blah. I'm like, what? So I called them. I said, what's going on? And they're just like, oh yeah, because there's this breach thing, and before it happens that you lose all your money, we're just doing the precautions now. And it was like I get this email, and then like it was like a day or two later, I get my card. I was like, holy crap, you guys are fast. Did that ever happen to you guys up there?
Oh yeah, they do all that shit all the time with those stupid scams and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud. I just got an update on one of the stories that we covered, and I gotta share it.
Which one? What you got?
I gotta share it.
Share it.
It says, don't overthink it. Elon Musk Tesla bot is a joke. There's your bot, and there's Tesla, Elon Musk. So it says, after a dense presentation about the undeniably impressive work Tesla is doing about AI, the company's self-anointed techno king, Elon Musk, capped the evening by bringing out a dancer in a spandex suit. Behold, said Musk, my Tesla bot. So he was just trolling everybody, bro.
I don't know, man. If this guy actually comes up with something within a year or two.
don't know. I've seen those Boston Dynamic robots dance. So this still could be a robot. I don't know.
You know what would be crazy? If that actually was a real robot.
Right?
And it moved like that. Oh, heck, dude. You know what? I'm building myself my own rocket, and I'm going to the moon. I'm going to figure it out. I'm out of here. Blast me the hell out of this place.
You know what? For all we know, his wife is probably a robot. He's an alien. Wife's a robot. He's trying to blend in. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Do you have any other news that you want to share? Anything else that you've seen besides Musk's robot?
Nah, man. We've been going for like an hour and a half. I think we're good now. They can only put up with us for so long, right?
Ooh, here's one.
What you got?
Telegram copyright lawsuits pressured Messenger to install anti-privacy system. Russia's largest publisher has filed copyright infringement lawsuits against Telegram for allowing pirated copies of Stephen King. Wait, is Stephen King even from Russia? Why is Russia filing a lawsuit of copies of Stephen King? And Dmitry Glukhovsky. Books to be distributed via the platform. Why are they? Oh man, my brain just hurts. Stephen King is an American, isn't he? Listen,
I don't know what
I don't think Stephen King published any books in Russia. Why is Russia getting? Russia wants a piece of the pie.
Russia's like the big brother. They like to stand up for injustices they see, according to them.
Oh, but, man.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't allow files to be shared in my Telegram group. And there's a very valid reason why. It just takes a moment for they to say, oh, the wrong file was shared. Your group is now gone. Some people don't understand that when you upload something or you share something on Telegram, it's going to a server. It's not just an A to B transaction. So just be careful with what you share on Telegram. Even if you think is legit, you don't know what's going to take to shut down a group.
Yeah. You know, I will share this whole thing with, I don't know why Russia's even trying to get involved with any of this. So it says Russia's largest publisher, Exmo asked. Seymour Butts is well known for his anti-privacy work, including its part in the permanent ISP block placed on giant torrent sites, RueTracker. The company has also targeted YouTube and Google, the latter for allegedly hosting piracy apps. It now has Telegram in its crosshairs. Interesting. So, if you guys remember earlier this year, there was a police officer that arrested some people over in Florida for selling, and I quote, I won't say the word, I'll say it like this, Yale broken, that way the algorithm don't catch me, Yale broken, sticks, and apparently, after some further research that Next Level and I have done, they have no case to stand on. It sounds like they might actually be letting these guys go based on some information, not of the research that we did, but of another group of guys that also have a podcast. They brought in a legal team. They brought in like a bunch of stuff to get all this stuff situated. And it sounds very interesting how they're lining everything up. But it does sound like all these guys are going to be let go home free because they have no jurisdiction. According to the law that they have and how they're trying to use it in their favor, it's actually going to backfire because they're stepping out of bounds on how they're doing it. And I don't even think the federal law is covering. I don't think they can go after these guys on a federal level either.
No. The local law that they were using literally stated that it had to have like the same channels as their local cable provider. Right. And it didn't. So there's nothing for them to fuck with these people for.
Yeah. Paper has a question. Yeah, if you guys have any questions, this is what we're gonna do. 126. Four minute call. Anybody has any questions? We're gonna give you guys 4 minutes, whatever you guys want us to talk about. A lot of security stuff. Throw it out there, let us know. Paper's got a question. Next level's about to rage quit. Okay, so Rojas, here's a question for you. Here's a question for you, since you are part of the Raider Nation. What do you think of the new vaccine rule at the stadium? Well, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. I can't really argue with them. It's like me. If I say, hey, you guys want to come to my house, show me your vaccine cards. You know what I mean? My house, my rules.
Well, it goes a little deeper than that, though, right? Like, if they don't do certain precautions now, then the government or the public can turn around later and say, well, you didn't do enough as a business. So businesses have a certain liability that they have to act upon. And some of us might think that it's a little bit harsh, but it's a CYA thing. They have to cover their ass. They have to.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's some people are going to hate this rule. Some people are going to love this rule. Go Browns. Shrink and share. You could take your LeBum back, please. Please take him out of LA. I don't even like the Lakers, and I feel bad for them for having that bum over there. Now we're going to start fighting about LeBron. I could see why they're doing it. It's like exactly what Next Level just said. It's a matter of covering their butts. And some people are going to be very anti, very anti-vaccine. Some people are very anti-masks. I still wear my mask every day. If I go outside, and if there's a crowd of people, I don't know. I don't like, I know where I've been and I know what I've done. I don't know what those guys have done. Here's a good example. Next level, is that part of the combo?
No, it's next one.
Next one. Okay. I'm going to have two things before we go on that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay. So I'll share something right now that I did share earlier was, and I'm not going to go too deep into it, was I did have my second cousin that passed away recently. And we had the viewing on this last Monday, and we had the actual service on Tuesday. Part of the reason why our schedules are so out of whack right now and why we've been going live, and it's just a lot of stuff to explain. But I had some family there. I had some family that wasn't there. I had some old acquaintances that I haven't seen in a while. I had my sister and my mom there with me. And I had some people that I had no idea who they were. I sat in the back without a mask. And I'm just like, cool, there's nobody around me. I'm good. And my cousin, my first cousin, it was his son. So my second cousin, he was just telling us to come up. And I put my mask on. And I went there where there's a little bit more people. And to me, I felt like, I don't know where some of these people have been. I see some of them don't wear masks. And for my comfort level, this is where I'm at. And you know what? I'm actually going to share something, which is my second part before we get into the next thing that Next Level is going to put. So I hope I don't offend anybody. Hope you guys take this with either a grain of salt. So here we go. I actually posted something on Facebook just recently, and it actually goes to with the whole thing about shots, with the whole thing about masks, with all that stuff. And I kind of like when I was typing this up, I actually really, really thought about what this meant before I actually put it out. And I don't think I shared this with Nixel yet. So I guess all you guys will hear it. Where is it? Okay. So this is what I put. And of course, I think it's interesting too how sometimes we start praying a little bit more when we have loss in the families, or you know, we say, hey, condolences, praying for you, stuff like that. So and I think Nexo and I then start talking a little bit about religion on the side sometimes. So this is what I put. I want to say something about the spiritual debate. And I'm just reading exactly what's there. You don't believe in God? That's fine. You could change that word to whatever you want. You don't believe in masks? You don't believe in vaccines? You could change that to whatever you want. You don't believe in dot, dot, dot. So I put, you don't believe in God? That's fine. Why is it important for many of you to mock us that do? If we're wrong, what have we lost when we die? Nothing. How does our believing in Jesus bring you any harm? You think it makes me stupid, gullible? That's fine. How does that affect you, though? If you're wrong, your consequences is far worse. I would rather live my life believing in God and serving in Him, die and find out He doesn't exist, than to live not believing in Him, not serve Him, and find out He does exist, then it's too late. There's no shame in the game. This is what I believe in. He said, deny me in front of your friends and I will deny you in front of my Father. I believe He's coming back. Greatest man in history, had no servants, yet they called Him master. Had no degree, they called Him a teacher. Had no medicine, they called Him a healer. Had no army, kings feared Him, and he won no military battles, yet He conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified Him. He was buried in a tomb, yet He lives today. You could change that to anything, really. You could change that to anything, you know? So whatever you believe in, that's okay. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Now, I see your thing there. Red Lancer says, I'll never surrender my body to science or be part of their experiment. But you kind of already had, in a sense, you know, and I can get really, really deep into it. But if you think about all the shots that you've already had, tomato, tomato, however you want to see it. You know, I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to be pushing anything on anybody, but to me, I think if they want to do that to maybe cover their bases, cover their butts, cover whatever it is, cool. I believe in, if I do end up going to any of the games, I'm probably going to bring a mask. I've been vaccinated. You know, so it's kind of wherever your comfort level is on things and where you're kind of saying, like, you know what? If I'm going to die, whatever, it's going to happen. Whenever that is, it's going to happen, you know? So again, don't want to go too far deep into it. I'll leave it at that. Next level, what do you got? Your brain exploded?
So some ex-employees from Netflix want Martha Stewart.
Wait, what?
Former Netflix engineers charged with insider trading, generating more than $3 million in total profit. So they know something. They knew something was going to happen, and it was going to affect their stock going either up or down. And they used that to their advantage, and they played the stock market, and they got $3 million. Now, the interesting thing is that I learned recently, when Martha Stewart did hers, she won something stupid, not won, but she made like a couple $100,000, but she was only charged only like $30,000. So yeah, she had to do 6 months in the pen, but now she's like best friends with Snoop Dogg. So insider trading is not the worst thing in the world.
Just don't get caught.
Well, even if you get caught, you could come out, you know, only having to pay a small percentage of it and being best friends with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's, I just saw that and thought I would share.
That is funny. Okay, so we passed the mark. We're at 136 now.
I need to eat.
I know. Thank you, Shrinking Sharon. She says, amen. Well said, Rojas. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Red Lantern says, all those shots are FDA approved. That's because it took them years and years and years of what they're currently doing with today's shot, which is about to get approved also. So, yeah. Okay. Next Level is about to rage quit again. So before that happens, we're about to end the show. Anything you got to say, Next Level, before we get the flip out?
Yo, it's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time. Make sure to take time for yourself. The work can, the week can be busy. Life can be tough. Things can be stressful. Just make sure you focus on yourself. You take the time for yourself. And do things that you've been putting off from your to-do list that are important to you, not important to your, you know, your honey-do list, let's say. Yeah, shit, we got to mow the lawn. We got to do shit. But we also got to take time mentally for ourselves and de-stress. So make sure you guys are doing that. Make sure you're reaching out to somebody that you're thinking of and just saying, what's up? That's it. Sometimes it's all it takes. You never know if you get another opportunity. So just make sure you do that. And as always, thank you guys for your support with what we do here on Beyond the Streams. Always coming out, checking out the audio and the video side. It makes a big deal when you guys give us the thumbs up, the likes, the subscribes, and the reviews on the audio side make a big impact on the algorithm to help other people like yourself find the podcast that you enjoy as well. Make sure that you continue to come out to the 4 p.m. live streams every Thursday and be a part of the conversation. Thank you.
Mukbang coming soon from Next Level. Oh my god. Shared. Hold on. I gotta say that again. Hold on. Ready? Mukbang coming soon from Next Level.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Mukbang. Explosions. thank
you. Jimmy's still here.
Thank you, Yvonne. She says, happy Friday. Thank you for your insight. God bless you all. Thank you. Demi says, happy weekend to everybody. Craig, thank you, Craig.
Thank good you.
Happy weekend also. Yeah, make sure you guys do smash that thumbs up. Make sure you guys do. As soon as the show ends, we always say come back, refresh. Actually, you know what would be really, really cool? If you found something really interesting on one of the topics today, like with anything that we've talked about, if you're like, hey, we should share more about some of the security stuff or VPN military grade or whatever it was, timestamp it. The way you do that, I think, is you put the at sign and then you put the exact time of when you see it on the show. That way people could watch it later. Yeah, so we always like to see those comments, so really appreciate it. Thank you, Red Lantern, for the super chat.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Now, Preppy is about
throwing jabs, yo. She knows I got so much on my list, and I'm just like, yo, I'm tired. I want to eat a sandwich and take a nap.
She's about to whoop that ass.
I want to eat a sandwich and take a nap. I'm tired, bro.
Like, now get back to the honey-do list. Just kidding. Or are you? Wink, wink. Oh, man. Cool. Yeah, but we appreciate you guys. Hour 40 minutes. Man. Yeah, stay tuned to the next episode because you don't know who's going to be here or who's going to be coming in. We appreciate every single one of you guys who came here and watched. And before Next Level loses his damn mind, we'll see you guys in the next one, guys. Take care.
Peace.